Hello, audio boom. I'm doing an audio boom, Connor. Are you driving? We've just been up to pick Connor's car up, and I'm in the back with Connor's girlfriend, and my sister's in the front being a navigator. So we're driving home now from the showroom, and it feels a bit strange. It doesn't seem 5 minutes ago since I was pulling you in a buggy. Now he's driving me in a car. Who is? We'll be bombing around. Hopefully not too fast. Is that a roundabout?
Yeah.
Whee! There's a nice lot of room in the back. Well, you're probably
quite spacious.
Yeah, it's quite big, isn't it, inside?
Roundabout, but
I knew there was quite a few roundabouts, that's why I wanted you to come. Plus the fact I don't know the way. And Connor doesn't know the way. I mean, when you were little, we always used to come over here in the car, didn't we? We had many memorable trips to Dartford.
Right.
Another roundabout. Do you know where we are now?
Yeah.
If you go the wrong
way. Yeah, boy. All right.
No, he doesn't drive like a woman. I thought you might drive like a woman, but you don't. I don't know, because I thought you were going to be really, 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 really cautious. Well, you are, but I said, because Arnie drives like a man. I can't explain it. It's the way you handle the car. Someone like Sue, I can't explain it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like
when I'm in the car, I feel like I'm on the road. Yeah. I think
you've got to be confident on the road.
No,
if
you're not, you're just
going to be confident. It was this month as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What was it, the 23rd or something, wasn't it?
Yeah. And I hopped in 15 years later, blinded when I had a hole in my mouth.
The dodgy foot.
The dodgy foot.
Pissing up my settee. What was that other little 14-year-old? Deaf old. Huh?
14?
He's 14 in November. On the 1st. He needs cutting, though. After that incident with the crap on his backside this morning, I've cut some of it off.
Shave it off.
I've cut some of the fur off of it.
Apparently it's still 24 degrees.
Yeah, don't forget we've got the aircon on.
I'm freezing.
The aircon does.
It's nice, it's lovely. Because in this, yeah, because in the weather, when you stop in this weather, you get so hot so quickly. Calculating the monthly running costs for this property, and they're 14% cheaper than the last place we saw. Well,
that's impressive. For stop for employment.
What's that? I'd probably believe that if you weren't on Superfund. Know what you're doing. Start your property search with Superfund. Where are we now? Kent Road.
Yeah.
We're on Kent Road, boy. So we've decided to
carry on today.
Yeah, because it was not the easiest of routes. You've got lots of roundabouts you had to go round. As soon as you pulled out,
within
the first minute you had to pull over for an ambulance. Mother dies. Yeah. He had to go down to Sittingbourne first to his college to finish some work off that he hadn't finished. And then he has got to get the train up to London Bridge.
Wow.
Yeah. As they've opened a new concourse up there. They've opened a new concourse up there.
Oh, what?
London Bridge. Yeah, you know when it was closed for a year?
Yeah.
It's open again now. Oh. Everyone's moaning because you have to go. Down escalators to the gates, and then you have to go back up to the platform, and everyone keeps moaning, saying, what's the point in us having to go down and then coming back up again?
There's some new trains meant to be coming out, I don't know when, and they've put all free Wi-Fi on there, but no toilets.
Well, that's ridiculous. I think it's because they don't do very long journeys. Well, I don't know,
designed for long journeys.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, not having toilets on there. Right, now we're coming up. Now,
this is...
Hey, we've arrived. We've arrived. Right, okay.
It's quite muggy out here.
Oh, yeah, it does smell burning, doesn't it? Is that the brake pads? Can you take that for us? Come on, girl. All right, girl. Oh. Let's feel it while it's nice and clean. It feels so new, doesn't it? Okay.
Very nice.
Very, very nice.
Very, very nice. Come on, stand by it. Take a picture.
Stand by it, Kuka. Is that a good idea?
Turn like that, put your arm in, that's it, that's better.
Where's Ra then? He hasn't come out to meet us. Oops. Oh, he hasn't come out, has he? No, we're going to put up with that for the rest of the day.
Go on there.
Hold on, sorry, bruv.
I'm not going to speak to anyone.
He probably isn't.